This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Most of us have been hurt because someone failed to keep his or her promises. Or perhaps we have hurt others because we did not keep promises we had made to them. Since all of us have sinned and continue to come short of the glory of God, we almost certainly have failed at times to keep our promises. The Word of God assures us that God never fails to keep His promises. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:9. Paul tells us, "For all the promises of God in Him are yea and amen." 2 Corinthians 1:20. God has never failed to honor His promises, unless those promises were conditional. For example, John writes of God's promise, "If we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin." 1 John 1:7. "If we do not walk in the light, as Christ is in the light, we shall not have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Christ will not continue to cleanse us of all sin." John charged his readers, "Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning abide in you, you shall also continue in the Son and in the Father." Please listen carefully to the following verse. "And this is the promise that He promised us, even eternal life." 1 John 2:24 and 25. In our brief study today, I shall concentrate on God's promise of eternal life. You and I are not going to live forever on this planet. Death is the lot of all human beings, except for those who are alive when the Lord returns to claim His own. Do you ever think about where you will spend eternity? I have thought about eternal life and preached about it for more than 60 years. But I have probably thought about it more in the 2 years since my Molly went to be with her Lord than during any comparable period in my life. I want to see her again and be with her throughout eternity. I have thought about our reunion every day since she died. We know eternal life is a reality. We have absolute assurance of that truth from the One who came down from heaven to reveal the will of the Father in heaven. I would like to challenge you with a question a man asked Jesus Christ. "Behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted Him, saying, 'Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?'" Luke 10:25. Do you know how some Calvinist preachers would have answered the lawyer's question? A young man in the city of Chattanooga asked a Calvinist preacher, "What must I do to be saved?" The preacher replied, "Son, I am sorry, but it is too late for you to do anything." The young man asked again, "Do you mean it is too late for me to be saved?" The preacher said, "Oh no, I mean it is too late for you to do anything. Christ has already done it all." Why did no preacher in apostolic times ever give that answer? Paul conditions eternal life on obedience to the gospel. He told the Roman Christian, "God will render to every man according to his works. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and immortality, eternal life. Glory, honor, and peace to every man who works good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile." Romans 2:6, 7, and 10. Did you notice the active verbs in these verses? Paul used the terms well-doing and works good. Did he really mean we have to continue in well-doing and work good in order to enjoy eternal life? The author of Hebrews makes that truth very plain. "Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered, that being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them who obey him." Hebrews 5:8-9. Thank you, and may God bless you.